Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, good morning. My name is Howard Holly, and you are listening to Against All Odds, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Wetzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
Kristen, we had a really great guest, as it seems we always have been blessed to have, and that's Gary Lubi last week.
We did. Gary, the commercial banking manager of Ameris Bank, right?
Yes, he's the commercial banker, senior vice president of commercial banking for Ameris Bank, which many of our listeners might have known as a Prosperity Bank. And they're really a community bank headquartered up in Georgia, but with an office here in Palm Coast. And I thought we had a good conversation. We talked about that perseverance piece. We talked about doing your best. We're getting some good commonality across all of our guests here, I would say. And, you know, you talked in the driveway moments with him about his catalyst for change. And I really liked his personal board of directors.
I did, too. I think that's something that everyone can take away and, you know, look at your own contacts and try to come up with a list of 3 to 5 people that if you needed real honest advice that you would go to.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is it that has been posted up on Facebook?
You know, we posted an article about how important it is to really define what success means to you. People are chasing success, but don't take the time to really sit down and determine what you feel being successful means and how important that is. So if you go to our Facebook page, Howard Holly Presents on Facebook, you can read that article and a few other articles we wrote about success that I think will really help the listeners in determining how they can be successful in life.
Great. Now let's bring on our guest for today, Curtis Sabalas. Welcome, Curtis.
How are you, Howard?
I'm well. Thank you for being our guest on Against All Odds. It's really a pleasure to hear you here, have you here. Curtis, you've gotten a lot of press recently. You've done a great job of exposing the launch of your social media app, Talk It. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of hard work. Put a lot of hours into it. A lot of, like my son would say, a lot of headaches, a lot of heartaches as well, and, you know, banging our heads against the wall. But it's come to a reality, and it's really nice to see that. And it's very important that I wanted to show my kids that with a lot of hard work that something like this is possible.
So we'll talk a little bit more about Talk It at the end of the show. But one thing that I haven't seen, Curtis, is a lot about you. So let's talk about you. Tell us something about your background and how you got to this point.
That's a good question in itself. I've been a resident of Flagler County for 15 years. Mm-hmm. I was born in South America. I grew up in Connecticut, mm-hmm. Went to school there, went to school in Europe, came back here, got married, had a couple kids.
You say came back here, came back to the States?
Yes, from when I lived in Europe, uh-huh. And then came back here, got married, had a couple of kids, and that's when all the hard parts started. It wasn't easy. I mean, my wife and I have worked very hard all our lives, especially for myself coming from another country. When mm-hmm. I first came to this country, we didn't speak any English. My parents were very poor mm-hmm. down in South America, very big families.
Colombia, right?
Colombia, mm-hmm. yeah. My father's from a family of 13. Mm-hmm. My mother's from a family of 10. My father came here first, got a job in Long Island, and then worked in restaurants, and that's where I got my restaurant bug from when I was a kid. My mom did cost accounting for Insilco and was a LPN, went to school. Hmm. It was interesting because my mother taught me English mm-hmm. before she learned how to speak English.
How was she able to do that?
I have no idea. I actually, at 4 years old, was her interpreter uh-huh. after she taught me how to speak English. And when I was in school, I was the first in kindergarten that could read. Mm-hmm. And I used to read. I remember the teacher would make me read stories to the rest of the class. But other than that, it's, you know, growing up in Connecticut, my father worked in a factory for 25 years, worked a second job. My mother worked 2 jobs. It was difficult. You know, they always stress the fact that, you know, go to school, get good grades, which I wasn't always very good at until I got older. Yeah. Funny how that happens.
Yeah. Well, you became wiser, likely. Yeah.
Exactly. You realize, you know, from one of our earlier conversations that you realize your mistakes that mm-hmm. you make and you start putting them into perspective, and then you start going, well, you know, if I want this, this has to happen.
Mm-hmm. And what were the key turning points for you? What would you say was a turning point that caused you to have more focus and commitment in your life?
I've had a lot of, my wife and I have talked about this, and my wife's the big filter mm-hmm. for everything that I've ever done. I've come up with some of the most craziest ideas you've ever thought you could ever think, and some of them gotten so close to working that it just, and then if something always happens that they just fall apart. Mm-hmm. This was different. This was, and that's a great question that you're asking, because this was different. This, not only did this come as a dream, first of all, where I got up, I saw it, I drew it out on paper, I started researching it, had my daughter up in Pennsylvania at college research it, my son perusing the internet for days on end, and for everybody to get back to me at the same time, go, you know what? There is nothing like this. And then started the focus. That kind of gave me the focus, because at first I said, well, maybe this is just one of those other harebrained ideas mm-hmm. or something that's going to, but then I saw that there was some sort of trickle of light at the end of the tunnel. And I said, well, I'm going to focus on this. We're going to operate on this, you know, and it's hard. We don't make much money. Mm-hmm. My wife works for the school system. I work as well. And you put in the hours. I mean, up late at night, you work during the day, you're up late at night to do whatever you can do to make the ends meet. And then you start dealing with this end of it and focusing on it, where my wife will actually say, you know, that's interesting. For her to say that was the first time she ever said on anything, mm-hmm. you know, that's interesting. And then saying, you know, you're really focused on this. Yes, I am. I need to focus. This, there's something there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
So you've had this bug, this entrepreneur invention bug for a while.
Yes, I have, for a long time. I'm one of our investors said to me, yes, Curtis, you're a visionary. Mm-hmm. You are not maybe the nuts and bolts guy, which I can be, but I don't like to be. But I can be very well because of my experiences and that I've had in my past and executive management and so forth. But I'm that idea guy. I'm the visionary. I could see something that I see it down the road. Mm-hmm. And that's where I apply my experiences to that, to be able to get that focus, mm-hmm. to be able to do it.
So tell me what you've learned about your visions and your views that you had before that didn't pan out, that are now being applied to this talk at launch.
I believe that the past things that I've had, there was some sort of corner of my heart, that little shadow of a doubt that sits there and goes, you know, yeah, this is a great idea, but I don't know. Is it really going to work? And I took that and I'll be honest with you. I had, and not to get religious on you, but I really put a lot of faith in God mm-hmm. this time, because he actually helped me with all this. Mm-hmm. I asked for guidance. Anything that I said, show me the door. If the doors are open, I'm going to follow it. Mm-hmm. If it's not the right way to go,
let me know.
Yeah.
Order my steps.
Exactly. Yeah. And I have.
Had you done that before?
No, I didn't.
No, so.
I did not. And yeah. that was big. And then the biggest thing was I realized it this time. Mm-hmm. I never did before. Mm-hmm. And somebody said something to me that still sticks and will stick in my mind. A good friend of mine that I recently met here, he said, he made a point of saying to me, he goes, Curtis, you know what? I see some big things in this, but don't go down any dark alleys. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I keep saying that. I say that to my son. I say it to my, don't go down any dark alleys. Yeah. Those dark alleys could be anything what they mean to you.
Yeah. Stay in the daylight.
Stay in the daylight.
Yeah. So Curtis, we're going to do a break for our sponsors, and then we're going to come back and we're going to focus a little bit more on the challenges that you, in fact, see ahead of you that'll need to be overcome and what reserve you have for that. You are listening to Against All Odds. Our guest, Curtis Sabalas, and we will be right back.
This is John Subers with the Florida Hospital Flagler News Update. Florida Hospital Flagler has named Robert Davis to serve as our hospital's chief nursing officer. Robert has been with Florida Hospital for over 16 years and will be responsible for planning and overseeing all administrative functions and clinical standards of practice and care for our patients. For more information, visit FloridaHospitalFlagler.com. This has been a Florida Hospital Flagler News Update.
Your partner for life.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. My co-host is Kristen Wetzel, and we are here with Curtis Sabalas. Curtis, we just before the break, we were talking about your faith and your, I called it commitment. It sounded like what you said was you weren't really 100% committed. You had a vision, you had ideas and things you wanted to do, but what you found is that you weren't 100% committed. There was a sliver in your heart that wasn't committed. Is that accurate?
You're right. You're absolutely right. And that's correct. I mean, if what I've found and or what I'd like to share with all your listeners is that you have to have that 100%, if not 125% commitment to what you believe in, what you feel inside. And it's got to fill. It's got to fill the entire thing. In the past, I've, you know, in retrospect, have gone back and yes, there's been that sliver of doubt, and that sliver of doubt eventually starts taking over everything else, where it doesn't allow you to create that focus, as you mentioned before. It doesn't allow you to create that focus to be able to succeed.
So Curtis, I got a question for you. You've had great ideas. You've had a lot of different jobs. I know, even before you came down here. But to get to this point with Talkit that you're going to be launching next Saturday here in Palm Coast, what adversities did you have to overcome to get here, to get to this point?
Oh, the biggest adversity is making other people believe and see the vision that I had. It was very difficult because you have people on one side that will always play the devil's advocate, which I admire and I welcome. This is not going to work because of this, because of this, because of this, because of this. And my thing was, well, you know what? I think it's going to work because of that, because of that, because of that. And it's going to overshadow that if it's done correctly, if it's positioned correctly, if it's shown in the right type of light. There are other apps that are like ours, sort of, kind of, but like the CEO of our development company said, he goes, Curtis, your idea is amazing. We have an adult app. This is a communication tool. Those other apps, those are toys. Those are kiddie tools. Yeah, they're good. They're very good for what they do, but they're still not what we're bringing to the market.
But I would assume that the reason it made a difference to you in terms of getting believers is because you needed the support. Yeah?
Of course, yeah. You have to have the support. Without support is everything. You have to create a circle around you of positive, powerful, insightful, and intelligent people. You don't have that around you, and you have a break in that circle somewhere, something's going to leak out. And most of the time, that's where a business will start leaking out
in a negative way.
Mm-hmm. Then when you say leaking out, you're not talking about inflammation. No. You're talking about energy.
Energy.
Yes.
Energy of that, of who you surround yourself with dictates what kind of an organization you are, what kind of a company you're going to be. Our company, we're a family organization. My son is the vice president of operations and logistics. My daughter is the vice president of marketing and finance. She might be taking a step down a little bit part-time to finish her grad school because that is her main focus. That's what we want her to finish that, and she wants to do that. I'm not going to take her away from her dream, no matter what the company does in the future. But we have people that are – we already have things in place that are going to be able to slide in there and keep that circle alive. Mm-hmm. And we have those good people around us. One of the biggest what would you call it? People that I admire is President Clinton. Mm-hmm. During his administration, you know, personally, he might have done some shady, bad things. But you know what? As a businessman and as administrator, that man had the most incredible people surrounding him that made his administration so positive and so well-balanced and such a it worked. Mm-hmm. It was a well-oiled machine.
So answer this for me, Curtis. Looking forward, you've got a launch on May 31st. We'll talk a little bit more about it so people will know, you know, what's happening and how they can, you know, participate May 31st and going forward. But what is it you need to be prepared for? You know, post-launch is when the tidal wave hits. You know, what do you have to do to be ready for that?
Well, I mean, as a company, we have to be prepared in every aspect of it because there's going to be all sorts of entities that are going to come around sniffing around going, this could work. Oh, or they're going to beat it up and just for malicious reasons. And hopefully we're going to try to shield ourselves from that. But the biggest thing I think is that post, launch of Talkit is that Gabri Incorporated is not just it's not going to be a one-hit wonder. Okay. We are already prepared and preparing for 2-3 years down the road with other titles, other businesses that we're going to be, bringing into our stable that's going to be working and making the company as a whole something very positive.
So you intend to have Talkit be a launch pad for other products and services under your corporate umbrella.
Exactly. Good. Yes.
That's going to be challenging by itself.
Of course it is. Because once you know, it's just like a record. You have a one hit wonder and you're going to be judged by that one song or that one movie that you make. You're always going to be typecast by that. And hopefully Gabri Incorporated won't be because of the things that we're going to be able to do. And I'm not naive to the fact that, you know, the wave of the apps and this sort of entity is, it's going to ride. It's going to go, it's going to peak, it's going to valley. And then eventually it's just going to.
It's typical product development cycle, Curtis.
Exactly.
And you have to be prepared for that.
Yes,
so you've got to be ready for the next product.
Exactly.
When that peak is reached and it begins its decline.
Exactly.
So, that's key. That's critical. So Curtis, tell us, I know our listeners are going to want to know how to get the app and what should they do? Is there anything to do now? Do they wait till the 31st or June 1st? Could you tell them?
Sure. One of the biggest things is that we just got approved yesterday on the app iTunes Store.
Okay.
Which was very impressive in itself that it got accepted in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
They love the product. According to their senior development team that contacted our developers, why I don't know, but they did. I guess there was some issues with over the weekend on getting the beta launched, and now that it's working and it's up and running, we're tweaking it, and then the final build will be this Friday. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, it'll be released at around 8:30 p.m. at night internationally.
This Saturday.
The following Saturday.
Following Saturday, the
31st. Uh-huh. Right. At that time, listeners can go to Gabri, or before that, they can go to Gabri Inc., GABRIINC, at yahoo.com, and leave their name and email, and we will send them a personal invite to use the app before the international launch.
Okay.
And
so they'll be participating in the beta.
And they can actually use it and
okay.
play with it and give us some feedback. Mm-hmm. And whatever it's going to be, get on there, create a profile. That's what we want to see that. The advertising model, starts in 30 days after that data falls through. We've already got quite a few people that are very excited about it. We have two national, customers that are going to be on there so far. We have a lot of regional people that are going to be here in this area, in the Florida area.
Good.
And of course, we have a couple of the school districts in Florida that have already signed up for it to install it as their communication tool next school year. The services, emergency services from various towns in Florida have contacted us that they are very interested in having it as their communication tool as well. So this hopefully is going to start growing in a pattern.
Snowballing.
If they have it, why can't we have it? Exactly.
Well, Curtis, I can tell you we wish you the best of luck. We like to see entrepreneurs and innovators launch new ideas and concepts. As you know, a lot of things have started out of the garage. This will be one we can say started here in Palm Coast.
That's right. So, that's right.
Curtis, the best of luck to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back after this sponsor to continue and wrap up our show. Don't go anywhere. This is Against All Odds.
Thank you, Howard.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Wetzel. Kristen, we just finished talking to Curtis Sabalas, who is the innovator behind Talkit and the president of Gabby Inc. So what did you think of that interview?
First, how exciting. A new social media app here in Palm Coast, developed here, created here, that we can all download.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited.
And he showed it to us before we recorded his interview. And
it looks really neat.
Yeah.
His daughter had recorded something while she was driving, and he pushed the little play button. It played what she said. Really neat.
Mm-hmm. And what about his message?
So the biggest thing I took from Curtis was this surrounding yourself with powerful, positive, insightful, and intelligent people.
Mm-hmm.
How important it is to have the kind of people around you that are going to bring positivity and not let the energy seep out of things.
Mm-hmm.
But that you also need those people who are willing to play devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want everybody that's just going to pat you on the back, tell you every idea that you've ever had is golden, stroke your ego.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that, I mean, people are setting you up for disaster. So you need those people that are going to be realists and bring you back down, but you also need the people who are going to build you up.
I get the sense that Curtis was able to improve Talkit, his social media app, because he was challenged to convince people to have faith and believe in what he was doing. So I suspect that helped him to make it better, don't you?
I think so. I think the doubters, you know, pointed out the things that might not have been accepted in the market the way changes would have made the app acceptable. And I think he took that, and he took that constructive criticism, and he used it to make something better. I think a lot of times people don't take constructive criticism that way. They take it as an attack, and they get defensive, and they just want to defend what they've created. Where I think Curtis took it and really used it to create something better.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in a statement that I used to give and still give, that the worst ideas I ever had were those I never said aloud. That in fact, when I shared with other people my ideas and my dreams and my concepts, it ended up either invalidating them that they weren't good, or it helped me to make them better. And I think that's what Curtis was talking about in terms of making people believe. And also his concept about commitment, being 100% committed to your own success, not having any doubts about your ability to achieve it, just doubts about what's the best way to do it, ordering his steps to get there, but no doubts about your ability to get there.
I agree. You know, he said in the past that he had these ideas and he had these visions, but he didn't have that faith in God that it was the right way to go. So I think that was a big thing for him too, was, you know, kind of putting his faith in something else that what he was doing was the right thing.
So let's talk about how people can continue to participate and listen to our show.
They can download the podcast on iTunes. If you go to the iTunes store and podcasts and you search for Howard Holley Presents, it's H-O-L-L-E-Y, they can download the podcast, and then each week when the new episodes are published, it'll automatically populate on your device. They can also visit us on Facebook. We are Howard Holley Presents on Facebook, Holley Presents on Twitter. They can follow us. And if anybody knows anyone that is successful and has overcome adversity and might be a good guest for the show, feel free to let me know on Facebook, and we'll give them a call.
So speaking of that, our guest next week will be Sam Perkovich. Sam is the founder and owner of Parkside Realty here in Palm Coast. She is also president of Palm Coast Arts Foundation, and I'm looking forward to her talking about her success and her challenges, as well as her challenges surrounding the Palm Coast Arts Foundation, which is a major effort here in Flagler County. So, my name is Howard Holley, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
So, good luck, everyone. The best of luck to you in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. Have a blessed day, and thank you for listening to Against All Odds. Bye-bye.